broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's sad. We just met with these people.
But what is hurting us right now, economically, are statements, false statements.
We were watching the entire group.
You know, I have to tell you, I'll give them credit for getting a big crowd. Look,
I am gay.
He's stupid.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And there's a new character in the Archie comics who says,
I am gay.
His name is Kevin Keller, and we're going to talk about that tonight. We also have coming up this evening Harvey Wireman with Senior Chat. We're also going to be talking to Dr. Ron Tarner this evening about the latest. Stephen Hawking has said that the universe was not created by God. The universe was created by gravity. And Ron Tarner joins us this evening to discuss that. And in a moment, we have a gentleman we haven't had on for a while, Reverend David Casanova of Casanova Ministries. And we'll discuss his youth ministry and some controversial prayer counseling that they are giving there. 877-876-PHIL. Other big news, obviously, that we'll be talking about, the nut that went into the Discovery Channel. Apparently, Jan Brewer had a bad time starting out her debate last night in Arizona, although when I was actually reading the story, it doesn't look like it was all that bad. And other big news tonight. Plus, we'll tell you who led the cops to, or what led the cops to shooting and killing James Lee, James J. Lee, who was the guy that took over the Discovery building yesterday. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Charlotte, North Carolina, WBCN 1660 AM, and Augusta, Georgia, a new affiliate there, WNRR 1380 AM. And we have a new affiliate coming on in Phoenix, Arizona. And we haven't been on in Phoenix in a while, and so I guess we're going to have to start talking good about Phoenix again, which, you know, and like that. Our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now, as well as live streaming audio, as well as video on demand, as well as all of our archives, downloads made every day. We've got new downloads from 2002 that have just gone into our archives as well. It's the most complete, and it's the largest collection of a single radio show's archives anywhere. Our website, philhendryshow.com. It's well worth the backstage pass, $6.95 a month, and you get hour after hour after hour, over 3,000, 4,000 hours of the greatest radio show in the history of the world. Thank you. All right, 877-876-PHIL. And Reverend David Casanova joining us here this evening on our Newsmaker line to talk about a lot of things, Reverend Casanova, including the idea, the notion that when a young man asks a young lady out on a date, that he needs to kind of turn the whole social norm on its head, right?
Well, Phil, I think that I think that's a good way of putting it, because in our youth ministry, and being at the head of a Christian ministry these days, Phil, means that you've got an enormous responsibility to not only inform people of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's also very, very important to stay in touch with the contemporary viewpoint and notions of the people you're in touch with. That's why our ministry is a bit different from other people. We really want to stay in the world as is, and not necessarily pine away for a world that we hope it to be. Although, obviously, we all want the world to be a better place, you know.
Of course.
But we do recognize that there are challenges every day that have to be met head on. And you can do that through the Bible. You can do that through the Word of Jesus Christ.
But the reason why I said that is one of the blogs that I saw posted on your site said, is it always a good idea to tell a girl she looks nice when you're taking her out on a date, right?
Yeah, that was for our youth ministry and our youth prayer counselors. And it's just part of some of the blogging that I like to do for young people, because our church, our ministry, is focused largely on younger people.
What does that mean, it's not always a good idea to tell a girl she looks good?
Well, it is not always a good idea, and young men make this mistake all the time, Phil. As understandable as it is, It's a mistake that's made all the time by young men when they say to a girl, you look nice tonight. It is considered to be a very polite thing, certainly considered to be something that's part of the social norm.
Yeah.
But it's not a good idea all the time. If she does not look good, we tell our young men through our prayer counselors, if it's not a good idea to tell her she looks good if she doesn't look good. It's a better idea to say to her, you don't look good tonight, and I'll tell you why, Phil.
Wow. I mean, that doesn't really take into consideration a woman's ego, does it?
No. Well, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'll tell you why it does, okay? And this is why I'm very proud of what we do in our ministry, because we're not stuffy and we're not old school and we're not, good old-time religion. We recognize we have to live in this world. If you tell a young lady when you go to pick her up on a date, and we tell our young men this all the time, and you say to her, if she doesn't look good, no, you don't look good tonight, but you know something? As we get to know each other tonight, I'm sure you're going to look better and better to me. And that allows that young woman to put out of her mind completely how she looks, how she's presenting herself, and she can begin to be the person that she really is, and that young man can get to know her on that level to the point where she's really going to open up. Now, here is the tricky part about that, Phil. We think this is so effective for a young man when he's talking to a young woman that at the end of the evening, they are very much romantically attached. And that's that moment where you have to make that decision. Am I going to do this, something that could change my life? Is it wrong if it brings you closer to Jesus Christ to have sex? We don't think so.
You're kidding. You're talking about young people here.
I understand that. But if you have said to her at the beginning of the evening, I don't think you look good tonight. I don't think you look good at all. And by the end of the evening, she is very attracted to you and appreciates the honesty and appreciates your humanity to the point where she is romantically attracted to you and is willing to take that very big step. If that's going to get her to a place to hear your message about Jesus Christ, is that bad? And that's what I ask our young people.
Yeah, there are people, though, that would argue if you are, you're talking about engaging in sex, two young people engaging in sex.
If that is going to bring her closer to Jesus Christ as her Savior.
Yep. Well, okay, so there are going to be people who are going to argue that's impossible. If you're having sex, you can't
get close to Jesus?
Exactly.
That's wrong. That's wrong. And I'll tell you what.
That's wrong?
That is absolutely wrong. I'll tell you what. First of all, if I throw down my life to save my fellow man, the greatest love of all is the love to give your life for someone else. If I'm willing to throw my life down for my fellow man, and I did that coming out of a whorehouse, let's say I was a wicked man, and I threw my life down for another man coming out of a whorehouse, I want to ask you, Phil, do you think the kingdom of God is denied to me?
I don't. You're asking me Christian doctrine.
The Christian doctrine tells us that if a man lays down his life for another man, there's no greater love.
I suppose the answer that you want me to give is yes.
Is that not the answer that you want to give?
It's difficult for me to, just the little Christianity that I had. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I don't know. I'm not intimately in aware of the particulars. You know, it's difficult to say that two young people that you have advised to go out on a date.
Now, we haven't said go out on a date and have sex. We have said to the young man, don't tell her, if she doesn't look good, don't tell her she looks good.
All right, and if a young man says to a young woman, you don't look good tonight, I don't think you look good, she's more likely to be closer to him.
She is more likely to understand. This is always, this is kind of a lot of fun for me, Phil, because I always have to explain this to people. They can never figure this out. Why would a young lady want to have sex with a young man who just told her she doesn't look good? Because you're doing it with love. You're saying to her with love, you don't look good to me tonight. But by the end of the night, I'm really hoping you do look better and better and better, and I think you will, if you'll hear what I've got to say. And so the evening commences to the point where she's now comfortable with him and would likely have sex with him. That means to me that you have made that girl comfortable, and that means to me that you've done that through the Word of God, and therefore...
Therefore, that is a good thing, that sex?
I don't want to concentrate on the sex. I'm just saying that I would hate for that young man's good work, having told that girl the truth that she didn't look good, having his good work not be rewarded.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. I'm talking to Reverend David Casanova, David Casanova Ministries, on a blog recently. It was called "It's Not Always a Good Idea to Tell Her She Looks Good." And that's one of these things is we're basically talking about a normal, cordial relations between a man and a woman. And you're starting very young with a young man and a young woman, telling him, you know, it's a good idea when you pick a girl up for a date, when you're about to take her out, tell her she looks nice.
Well, that's what a lot of young men are taught.
I know, I understand that, but you're saying that's not always a good idea.
It is not always a good idea, simply because...
Well, all right, you're being honest, and we're always told that honesty is the best policy, but the ego of a woman and the vanity of a woman, which is like the vanity of a man, especially when you're going out on a date with a young man that you have agreed to see, you got to want to look good. And if you tell her she doesn't...
Phil, trust me. This is something... I know that you understand women, Phil. You've told me if you live long enough, you do.
That's the truth.
All right. But I lived a life before I turned myself over to Jesus Christ. I lived a very sinful life. And I don't want to tell you what it was that I did, but I had occasion to be around a lot of women. And this was a profession.
Were you a pimp?
I don't want to say what I did, but I learned a lot about women and their vanity. If she says to you, "How do I look?" and you say, "You know, you don't look good," but you don't say you don't look good and I don't want to go out with you. You say you don't look good, but I think you'll start to look better. I think you will look better as the evening progresses if you hear what I got to say. And you begin to tell her why she doesn't look good and why you were honest to tell her that, but it's really about Jesus Christ. And the next thing you know, she wants to sleep with you. And if sleeping with her is going to get her all the way over to the other side, then it's difficult for me to say not to do.
Very unusual ministry. Thank you. Hold on. David Casanova from David Casanova Ministries. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As he talks about, first of all, when a young man takes a young lady out, don't always tell her she looks good if she doesn't. And secondly, it will probably lead her to want to have sex with that young man, and he should go ahead and engage in that sexual activity with her, because that might just lead her all the way to Jesus. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
For the second time in as many months, we have with us David Casanova, the Casanova Ministries, located in Norco, California. And David, it's good to talk with you. You're an honest man. You're very, very unusual in what it is you preach. I have to ask you, do you believe you're preaching the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Well, I feel I would not be engaged in this work if I did not think that I was preaching the truth. The truth. From the mouth of God, from the Son of God, from Jesus Christ. Of course I do. I understand it's unusual, but I'm trying to bring people to God, not drive them away. And if I'm judgmental, if I say to a young man, don't have sex with that girl, if that splits them and drives her away from the truth, that's a young woman that could have heard the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if that young man would have agreed to go to bed with her and maybe engage in something that is distasteful to him. That's another thing you have to understand.
And well, why would he do that?
If we remember the example I gave you at the beginning of the evening, I said, if she does not look good, be honest with her and tell her she doesn't look good. And so if you say to a young lady, she says, well, how do I look? Well, I have to be honest with you, you don't look good. You don't look good at all, but I think by the end of this evening, as I get to know you and you get to know me, you're going to start to look a whole lot better to me. And what he means by that is, I'm going to make you forget about your looks and forget about all it. Let's just talk about what's true, the Word of God. And by the end of the night, they're in bed. And by the end of the night, you know, as one of our prayer counselors said, by the end of the night, they're making noise two motel rooms over, you know. And so,
boy, I mean, I cannot feature anybody. What is your relationship like with other ministers, with other men of the cloth?
Oh, Phil, I don't worry about them. I don't worry about them. They're very judgmental people. I don't worry about them at all. I think a lot of them are jealous. They know I do a youth ministry. They know that I have my thing and I have my way of communicating.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to get some phone calls here for Reverend David Casanova this evening. Calling from Ontario, Canada, listening on CFRB. Christine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Reverend Casanova. Go ahead, please.
Hi, hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, I don't understand how telling a woman at the beginning of a date, how that would in any way get anybody closer to God. I mean, being closer to God is just, if you don't like the way yeah. somebody looks, you just don't say anything at all. And I don't understand how getting a woman into yeah. bed is getting anybody closer to God if it's sex before marriage.
Well, I'll tell you, Christine, this is David. When a young lady is worried about how she looks, the best thing in our mind to begin the communication process on a date between two young people is for the young man to say, you don't look nice, you don't look good at all, but I have faith that you are going to start looking better. That makes her not worry about how she looks.
She would right
to appreciate that young man's
very self-conscious as to how I look. Can't he just think to himself in his head, you know what, I'm not attracted to her right now, but maybe by the end of the day she'll turn out to be a wonderful person. I think she's beautiful. Because
I don't look good, I'm going home. That's what he would say to himself, but what does he say to her? He wants to include her in this process of maturation and this process of growth into the light of Jesus Christ and into the light of spiritual truth. And so by the end of the evening, she appreciates that. She recognizes what he did for the two of them at the beginning of the evening, to the point where she does want to have a sexual union with him, and it becomes something very blessed.
I wouldn't want to be sexually involved with anybody who doesn't think I'm attractive.
It's not.
And I don't understand why you would be encouraging sex before marriage.
I don't encourage it. But what I do say is, if it's going to bring a young lady closer to God, remember, this is a young man that didn't think she looked all that good to begin with. So having sex with her, in a lot of ways, is a sacrifice for him. But it can bring her to Jesus.
Well, wait a minute. You said, though, if you don't mind me interrupting, Christine, by the end of the night, she's going to look better.
By the end of the night, yes, exactly. But I can't guarantee how he's going to feel about her. But let's say he said to her at the beginning of the night, you know, you don't look good at all, and wow, you know. But by the end of the night, she's attracted to him and would like to continue their relationship.
No woman in her right mind is going to be attracted to anybody who tells her that she doesn't look good. If somebody tells you that you don't look good, they are flat out mean, and that's just disrespectful. And being disrespectful and mean to people, it doesn't get anybody closer to God. God does not teach disrespect and hurt.
Oh, that is
And God
absolutely
does not
true.
Teach sex before marriage.
You're absolutely right, Christine. God does not teach disrespect. But I submit to you, this is not disrespect. I submit to you, this is the ultimate respect for a young man to say to a young woman, I bet you think you look good. Well, no, you don't.
I think you're just setting a lot of young men up for slaps across the face.
No, ma'am. No, not at all. I can tell you that I have testimonials from young men who have been to bed with...
I would love to meet these young men who have told women at the beginning of the night that you don't look good,
yes, ma'am.
They end up in bed with each other. That's a scary, frightening thought. I don't know who these people are, but wow.
Well,
I guess honesty is the best policy,
right.
But there's a difference between honesty and just being mean and then hoping to get someone into bed anyways.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. And so we're not talking about being mean. We're talking about being honest through love and through Jesus Christ.
All right, so you're talking about some kind of an honesty that is kind, but this young lady is saying what I suspect a lot of young women would think, is that, wow, it's tough for a woman to get herself ready on a date for a young man, and then to have the guy say, you don't look good, is quite a crushing thing. But we'll be back. Thank you, Christine. I have David Casanova from the Casanova Ministries, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
What I'm saying is,
Phil Hendry.
And this works with gay sex, too.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here with Reverend David Casanova. And on the Casanova Ministries blog last week was the among many things that you feature there for young people, because your ministry is designed primarily for young people, is kind of a dating advice, David?
Well, Phil, it's generally run by my wife, Jennifer. I submitted this last week because Jennifer was sick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we really needed some ideas for our dating blog, and so I submitted that one, and I think that it goes hand in hand with what we teach in our Saturday school, our Saturday school for young men, our Sunday school for young women, and that is, if you tell her at the beginning of the night, if you're honest with her, young lady, they're going to take out, you're honest, and you're open. And you don't nag her about it. You just say, we had a young man tell us that he had asked a girl out he'd seen at one of our church services. And when he picked her up, he knew, because he did not find her attractive when he asked her out. So he knew what he was going to think when she answered the door.
And, well, why did he ask her out?
Because he wanted to bring this girl closer to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when she answered the door, I think he said something like, I knew you'd look like something like a cow.
Oh, he did not.
He did. But here is the magic of that kind of honesty. She appreciated that. And gradually, as the evening wore on, she didn't care any longer how she looked. I think they went out and had a meal that you would think a young lady who's just been told she looks like a cow would not eat that much. But she went out with him. And they had a big chicken dinner somewhere, and wound up getting ice cream and cake, and she was as relaxed as can be, and very appreciative of this young man's honesty at the end of the night, so that they wound up not quite making it back home, you know, if you know what I mean on that date. So this is part of the magic and the mystery of the Holy Spirit. And how the Holy Spirit works in bringing that grace into a young person's life.
You're mentioning the Holy Spirit, and you're talking about a young man picking a girl up for a date, telling her she looks like a cow. She's eating cake and ice cream, and they wind up at a motel. I've never heard the Holy Spirit in the same context with those topics.
That is what I think makes our ministry unique. And that is why I think we attract so many young people to it.
877-876-PHIL, our number. Let's go over to Keith in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with David Casanova. Keith, go ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to say that's false teaching, and that is not the biblical doctrine. The thing that you're teaching is going to encourage young people to have sex and think that they're doing Jesus Christ a service. That's false doctrine. You won't find you will not find that teaching nowhere in the Bible.
Well, what if they don't have sex? What if he just tells her at the beginning of the night, you don't look good, but they do fall in love?
Well, if he tells her
to look good, that's what I'm, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're also saying... You're also saying that the sex part is okay.
But I'm just saying to Keith right now, just for the purposes of us, I don't say you're going to wind up having sex. I'm saying that's kind of a side issue that, yes, I mean, if it brings somebody closer to Jesus. But what I'm saying is, if they do wind up falling in love and coming closer to Christ because he just told her, just like that man the other night, that she looks like a cow. Now, you have to admit, that is the Holy Spirit at work.
No, that's not the Holy Spirit at work. That's the doctrine of devil. Let me tell you something. What you're trying to say is, when this young man is talking to this woman, telling her about Jesus Christ, that is going to make her attracted to him. And if she wants to sleep with him, then he should go ahead and do that, because that's going to bring her closer to Jesus Christ. How is he going to bring her closer to Jesus Christ?
See, the fact that you asked that question shows me that you've never, like a lot of Christians, have never really thought about that. And I will tell you how. Love, obviously, is the beginning of any family. Family is the nuclear unit. The creation of a love through Jesus Christ is what we want in the Christian community. So why would you question? That's not it. The expression of love through physicality, I would argue, is very much love. But you haven't answered my question. If he tells her she looks like a farm animal, and they get together as Christians, what's wrong with that?
What do you mean, get together?
I mean, if they don't sleep together.
He tells her she looks like a...
I don't understand what you...
But what you're saying is it's okay to commit fornication. How can you be a preacher of the gospel and saying that it's okay to have sex before you marry, committing fornication?
Keith, I'll tell you something, because I didn't want to bring this up, and I told Phil I didn't want to bring it up, but because Phil guessed it. Before I came to Jesus Christ, I did, like a lot of us, I did every sin in the book. I was truly a sinful man. I was breathing the breath of the devil every day of my life. I worked as a pimp in Atlanta, Georgia. But one day, as I told a story in it, but I didn't put myself in it, one day I had left this place where I had collected some money from one of these women. And I saw a man, I pushed a man out of the way of a truck that had a brake had come off. And I remember the words of Jesus Christ that I'd learned as a child, which is the greatest love a man can have for another man is that he would give his life. And I realized that I was ready to give my life for that man, even though I was a pimp, I was a sinner, I was a drug user, I drank alcohol, I did it all. And I realized then that even though I committed all those sins, I was in the grace of God at that moment, you see. So,
wait a second, man. I mean, that's one thing that's admirable, but you're saying that you can be in the grace of God while consciously committing a sin.
I don't know what you're talking. Is the guy there? Keith there? Yeah, he's there.
You can't.
So you know what I mean, Keith. I don't understand what you're saying, Phil. I don't think you understand. Keith and I are talking about this, you know. What do you got to do with it?
I'm asking you a question. You know, how can you say that you have the grace of God on you when you know you're committing a sin?
I just got done telling you. I was a pimp, and I still saved a man's life.
Well, did you know the minute that you saved that man's life that you were okay in the eyes of God?
Yeah, I thought I did everything right.
Even though you were a pimp?
I just saved a man's life.
Well, I don't know. Keith?
I think Keith understands. I think Keith understands. He's having a good time here. You know what I mean, don't you, Keith? You understand what I'm saying? Are you kidding? You're telling me, you're laughing, that you can't be a full-on pimp. I mean, I'm talking about I saw Fats Domino's Cadillac, and I said, I got to have one just like that. Fats Domino had a purple Cadillac. I said, I went out and got a purple Cadillac. I was a pimp.
Well, I don't know what you bringing up Fats Domino has to do with it.
I'm just saying he had a purple Cadillac.
But you know what?
All right, Keith.
You don't have to necessarily be a born-again believer to do nice things or to do good things. I mean, I'm not a saved person. I'm not a born-again, Christian. But I do good things. But that don't mean that, I'm a preacher.
You were saying that you can tell a girl she's a girl, and she looks like a farm animal.
Yeah, she looks like a cow. I mean, right. First of all, if you got the love of God in your heart, why would you, degrade a woman like that? I mean,
she looks like a cow. That's not degrading her. That's telling her that's the starting point for us tonight. But I know you're gonna look better as the night goes on.
All right. Keith, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. The gentleman's got an interesting phone there. It sounds like he's cutting in and out. Let's go over to Sarah in Nashville, Tennessee. Sarah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Casanova. Go ahead, please.
I think that man understood what I'm
saying. I'm just very offended as a Christian. I don't know. This might be the scariest conversation I think I've ever heard. I've never heard belief, and it's just... It is so scary to me.
I don't think it's scary at all, Sarah. I'm certainly not trying to scare you. I'm saying at the beginning of a date, if a young man looks at a girl and she expects him to say...
Oh, I'm not concerned about that. If she asks how I look, then she needs to be ready to receive that. That doesn't bother me at all.
No. I'm not saying if she asks. I'm saying he volunteers it anyway, whether she asks or not.
So when she answers the door, he just says, by the way, you don't look good.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to focus on that part because that doesn't bother me. I mean, it bothers me, but that's not what scares me the most.
Have you ever been told that? I'm just curious. Have you ever been told that?
I don't feel like that's any of your business, and no, I haven't.
I'm just wondering if a young man has said to you, boy, you look, this is going to be tough tonight looking at you. That's never happened.
And I would say, time and leave. But again, I don't want to focus on that. What I'd like to focus on is how he's manipulated scripture to approve of him sleeping with a woman and how he feels like he can. A relationship with God is between a person and with God. And by saying that him sleeping with her is going to lead her to Christ is a lie.
This
is so scary to me.
It's not going to lead her to Christ. I'm saying that if that's what she wants in order for her to hear this message, then he has to... Again, you have to understand something, Sarah. This is a young man that just said to that girl, boy, this is going to be rough on me. So it's not like he wants to sleep with her. You see? That's the difference.
So you're making him a martyr. And in the meantime...
No, he's not.
Sexually.
No, he doesn't want it. That's what I'm saying. He wants to be anywhere other than that.
No, then he needs to read his Bible again. Because God tells us, a true Christian man would have gotten out of Scripture that he needs to stand up and say, you know what?
Right.
God's commanded me not to have sex before marriage, so we're not going to do that.
Exactly. But see, here's the thing. We've got a lot of Muslims running around.
Where in the Bible does it say it's okay to do that?
Well, it doesn't say in the Bible, first of all, Sarah, that it's... It does not say in the Bible, you may not have sex if you're not married. That does not, it's not in the Bible.
Premarital sex?
No, it does not. It does say, honor the marital contract. It does say, do not envy or covet your fellow's wife. It does say that, but it does not say.
Sex is to be between a husband and a wife.
Well, yeah, but you see, a husband and a wife, what is that exactly? You see, I maintain in our ministry that if you tell a girl that she's rough on the eyes, but you still want to be with her, that makes you closer to her than a lot of men and women are in marriage. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what has happened with that kind of honesty. That's exactly what happened.
No, I'm sorry. You are so wrong. And I'm offended that you're considering this a ministry.
Are you a minister? Do you have a church?
Oh, absolutely.
No. I mean, are you a minister?
No.
Okay. Well, see,
I am a Christian. I've been raised in the church, and this is just absurd.
Right. But I'm saying because I am a minister, I'm a little further up the trough.
Wait a minute. Just because?
No. I'm a minister. You know, they make the joke, do you have a turnaround collar, you know? But I'm a minister, so I'm a little bit further up the slop trough.
Oh, right? I'm so sorry, but I disagree. Jesus put himself on earth and considered himself of man, and of man equally.
Yeah, well,
ministers are not any better than anyone.
If you look at the Last Supper, who's sitting in the middle of the table? You got it.
Well, that's from the perspective of the person that painted the picture. If the if his perspective was somehow oriented towards someone else, it would have looked like that.
What?
Oh, I just...
If you look at that painting...
You know,
I am so sorry, sir. I am praying for you. This is just sick.
No, ma'am. You misunderstood the closeness that a man and woman can have when he's with her, and he'd rather be anywhere else but with her. That's love. That's Christian love.
That's Christian love when he stays on a date with a girl that he'd rather not be out on the date with.
He just got done telling her, you don't look good.
Okay. Anyway, Sarah, thank you very much for your call this evening and joining in the conversation. David Casanova is with us. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. I want to ask you before I go to break here, David. What do you mean further up the slop trough, you know?
No, Phil, I'm an old farm boy from the desert in California. I'm saying that when you're a minister of a church, which is what I am, so I have I got a collar. You're up the trough. You're way up the trough from where the end of the trough is in the street. I'm up near in the saloon.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with David Casanova on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, Dr. Ron Tarner joins us, and we will discuss, speaking of God, Reverend Casanova's on the line with us right now, and I was going to ask him about Stephen Hawking's statement that God did not create the universe. Gravity did. Did you hear that, David?
Phil, I did hear that, and I thought it was unfortunate. I thought a man of his... standing in the scientific community and his standing in the world, really. Stephen Hawking is known by so many people. I thought it was unfortunate for him to say something so cruel and so utterly without any foundation, really, in reasonableness and the fact that he would say that God had no hand in creating this beautiful, beautiful place that we live, this world, this universe of ours. And what we're doing is we're bringing more people to God. And, you know, God created sex. I'm not encouraging young people to have sex, but I'm saying that if the Holy Spirit has worked its way through those two young people from a very, from a beginning where he told her, you don't look good at all to me, to let's go any motel you spot. I don't even care what the nightly rate is. I would say that's growth.
And is it growth in God, though?
I would say as long as you're talking about it, yes. If he's talking about the gospel.
877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call in Desert Hot Springs, California. Debbie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Debbie.
You are like no preacher I ever heard. I don't believe you're a pastor. There is no pastor that would ever encourage anybody because somebody told you don't look good that you would end up having sex. You don't have sex until you're married. That is not, Jesus Christ does not encourage that. That is not biblical. And I'm a born Christian, a born again Christian. I was married for 60 years. I can't believe you.
You don't know. You don't know. You haven't read your Bible. And you don't have to believe that I'm a preacher. It's not about my ego. It's not about my ego.
You
it's about the Word of God.
A pastor.
And
no pastor
you need to read your Bible.
Anything.
Well, No pastor that doesn't care about young people. I care about young people.
No pastor would be creative in their thinking. Sex. That's ridiculous.
I didn't say that. I said if a man comes to your door, Debbie, a man comes to pick you up, Debbie, for a date and says, nope, you don't look good to me, okay?
Shame on you.
By the end of the night, he wants to have sex with you.
I never heard such a thing.
You consider that, well, you may not have heard it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and that's the ego of you. You think if you haven't heard of something, it doesn't exist.
How long have you been married?
Your ego, Debbie, is out of control. And I would suggest that you sublimate your ego to God and not say to people, well, if I haven't heard of it, then it doesn't exist. And you've been doing
that
your whole life, Debbie.
What a ridiculous statement you're making.
Because It's not blasphemy to talk bad about
you. I never heard of such a thing. And I tell you, I'm from California, and if I ever heard of your church, I can't believe it. There's somebody like you out there talking to young people. It's just
you need to read your Bible. You need to read your Bible, where it says very clearly. No, you need to read the Bible.
I'm going to pray for you because you need prayer.
No,
you left your profession, and you are not a preacher. You are not spreading the word of God.
I am a preacher.
You are not, and you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am a preacher. And you are
not a Christian.
Oh, no,
you're not. You're not like any I ever heard, and I sure wouldn't want to hear
one. Well, that may be a good thing. That may be a good thing.
No, you're not a preacher.
But I'm not like anything. Yes, I am a preacher. I am a preacher, and I've been on television.
Well, I pity your wife.
I'm not married.
That's just ridiculous.
See, you don't know anything.
You said you've mentioned, so am I, widowed. I was married for 60 years.
Widowed?
And I never
I
had sex
widowed.
With anyone
but
my husband.
I think he ran out on you. I think he ran out.
No, he died.
He
died 2 years ago.
That's what he wants you to believe, but he ran out.
What?
I think this woman's husband ran out on her. Because he couldn't take it any longer.
Phil Hendry.
He couldn't take it any longer.